Now, on Fridays, we focus on your money, and today we're talking about how you spend your money, especially how kids spend money, or in some cases, how your kids spend your money. Spider-Man 3 opens nationwide today. Sony says the movie cost $270 million to make. Industry insiders say it came in at over $300 million, which would be a new record if true. As NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, Spider-Man's costs for marketing to kids, as well as grown-ups, may set a record, too.
The marketing budget for a blockbuster film is typically about 50% of the production cost. In the case of Spider-Man 3, that would add up to about $150 million. Sony, the film's producer, will spend some of its own money, but much of the rest will come from advertising partners who pay Sony for the right to use Spider-Man in their marketing campaigns.
Spider-Man, now we have you where we want you.
Yes, Sandman.
7-Eleven, for example, began promoting the movie with special Slurpee cups a month before the film's U.S. release. Cereal maker General Mills is featuring Trix the Rabbit, dressed up as Spider-Man. You'll find Spider-Man-inspired packages of cheese nips and a scratch-and-win game at Burger King, not to mention video games, puzzles, even kids' shoes. Historically, about 60% of movie marketing dollars were spent on TV ads, but increasingly, advertisers are moving to the web. Sony itself put up ads on MySpace and sponsored blogs and downloadable trailers, while companies like Target are trying to engage consumers with their own interactive web campaigns.
Calling all Spider-Man fans, Target presents the Spider-Man 3 Spin Your Own Webisode Contest.
Mark Young, who teaches entertainment marketing at the University of Southern California's Marshall School of Business, says the marketing departments of these companies are very savvy, and they've done the math.
They've looked at Spider-Man 1 and Spider-Man 2 and have calculated that using that image is going to pay off in a big way. You know, you have to think about this franchise of Spider-Man. The global box office is about $1.6 billion.
Sony and its advertising partners can only hope that the latest Spider-Man movie does as well. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.